Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The repairman takes it upon himself to load your dishwasher. The neighbor who leaves notes under your windshield wiper. Random gifts being left at your doorstep. Swipe right or call the police. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy help you decide with creepy...
Relax, I just want to take some pictures.
...or cute. Aww. On 98BXY.
I don't know how many times we have come across a story like this where a delivery driver or an Uber driver uses their job to their advantage.
It's a lot.
To try and get into some customer's pants. Stop doing this. It works literally 0% of the time. Unless you're Dwayne The Rock Johnson, then it might work.
Are you speaking of experience? Because I know you used to drive Uber in LA.
What? Am I speaking from experience?
Yeah. Did you ever pull this move, maybe?
No, I never attempted to do it. I had a female Uber driver who did it to me.
So classic. Beyond classic.
It worked. We dated for a year.
You
just had
help.
A female Uber driver pick me up one day, and then she chatted me after I left, and it worked. Yeah, that lasted a little while. It's BXY Mornings with me, Moose and Breezy. Let's get to Janae's message.
What's up, Janae?
Also, considering we are doing a creepy or cute this morning, I will just go ahead and add in that I lost my virginity to a girl named Janae when I was 18. Okay, Janae writes, sure. Moose and Breezy, I ordered food from a delivery service, and I frequent the app a lot, considering I don't spend much time cooking. Well, that... holds to be true for a lot of us.
Sure.
Last week, I had dinner dropped off to my apartment in Fairport, and the guy who was dropping it off has done past deliveries for me. And every time, he makes a mention when I see him not to tip him. His tip is that he gets to see my pretty face on occasion, he says. He was trying to be sweet. I get it. Then, about an hour later, I start getting random text messages, and the text reads, hello, it just said hello. She replies with, who is this? And then he writes, a big fan, winky face. So he replied with, a big fan. And then he says, a minute later, I'm the guy who delivered your food. And I replied with, okay. And then this random delivery driver goes, did you enjoy your food? She's like, okay, this is not happening.
Yeah, no.
Janae writes, I don't appreciate you using my phone number to chat me up on the side, considering that's not what the number's to be used for with these delivery apps. He then goes, well, if you have a boyfriend, just tell me. I'm not trying to make any problems for you.
Oh.
And Janae writes, that's besides the point. Whether I do or not, this seems inappropriate. He then responds with, I think you're cranky that your meal didn't come with dessert. Wink face.
Why is this literally you? This is, you would do something
like
this.
I would never. No. Listen, I know when I'm trying to be funny and when something's creepy. Trust me. He goes, please forgive me if I offended you. I will see you next time when I get your meal. Here's the best part, people. 45 minutes go by. There's a knock on Janae's door. She looks through the little peephole. It's another food delivery service. Janae answered the door, and it's a guy dropping off ice cream. She goes, I didn't order this. I was so confused. Anyways, there's a note in the bag that said from your fan, wink face, enjoy the dessert. Moose and Breezy, does this warrant a call to the police? We're doing creepy or cute.
I mean, listen, nobody loves a stalker, but if you're going to bring me food, I let things slide, you know?
Yeah, I don't think a majority of people would agree with you on that. People have to stop doing this. I think one of the first creepy or cutes we ever did was my buddy's younger brother. Mm-hmm. Works at a pizza joint in Greece.
Yeah.
Cute girl comes in to pick up her order. He takes the girl's phone number because it's already in the system.
Right.
Decides he's going to use it to his personal use to send her a text 10 minutes later after she leaves and ask her out.
Yes.
Lost his job over that.
He did.
Guys, please stop doing this. As cute as it may sound in your head, I promise you, the chances of it panning out are slim to none. The odds are just, you're not going to like the odds.
Right.
Not going to like the odds.
I mean, I think I'm a big intent girly. Like, I think the intent was there of him being cute and sweet and nice. But some guys, some people, and that's not just a gender thing, can't take hints or social cues.
Well, it's just people are not aware. They have zero self-awareness.
Zero self-awareness, zero social awareness. It's a lot. It's a lot. Am I going cute? Of course I am. Of course I am.
Love your optimism. I love your confidence that it's at a 10, but you're doing it all wrong.
No.
You're scaring women.
And you know what? The reason I'm going cute on this is because of your story and your story alone. You found the love of your life for that moment.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Okay. So you're actually going cute on this. We're not talking about a story that happened to me years ago. We're talking about this particular instance with Janae.
I know, but it's all the same.
How?
Give me a chance.
What?
He's sending her food for free.
All right. Well, I want to hear from everyone else. 585-252-9800 if you think this is creepy or cute. Janae gets she gets food delivered, dropped off to her by a food delivery guy. She's seen him before. Mm-hmm. And then he uses her number to text her and start talking her up, asking her out. She's like, I'm not really having this. And he's like, are you cranky because your meal didn't come with dessert? And then 45 minutes later, he sends her...
Cue the dessert.
Dessert.
Enter stage left dessert.
Little note in there that says, enjoy your dessert. Little winky face.
I love it.
But the thing that's creepy to me about this is he replies with, I'm a big fan. And that's how he signed off on the note, too. I'm a big fan.
Maybe she has a following or something. Maybe she's an influencer. Huge fan. Big fan. Love it. Mm. I love it. Polls up right now. Go vote for yourself.
Yeah. Hard to believe. I'm going creepy on this one today. Let us know what you think. Breeze is going to put the poll up. You can vote on our Instagram page at 98PXY Rochester. We'll do it after the break.
Wake up.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
For breakfast.
The number one hit music station. 98PXY.
It just kind of seemed like on Friday it was one of the longest days for us ever because of the second bomb threat at Hilton Central School District that kind of came through as we were live on the air. We were breaking the news along with all the other media outlets, along with all the people going through it. And
we were talking about the first bomb threat that took place
last
Wednesday.
Literally talking about it as it came in, which was crazy. Hilton Central School District received two bomb threats in 1 week this past week.
Yeah.
And they both prompted evacuation from all five schools within the district. Monroe County Sheriff's Office, they released a statement saying that these bomb threats have been clearly meant to be a hoax that was always meant to cause panic and disruption to the Hilton School District and the community.
Parents were calling us left and right on Friday while we were talking about the first bomb threat that took place last Wednesday at the Hilton School District. Parents were just not so much, yes, they were scared, they were frightened, but they were furious.
They were furious.
It's like, can we get to the bottom of this? What's happening?
Right.
And any threat that comes in, like we've talked about, you have to take it seriously. Kids are back at school today, yes?
They are. But the students and the teachers and the parents just so thrown for a loop so thrown for a loop by all of this chaos that went on last week. Not one, but 2 days. The police are reassuring Hill and families that it is safe to return to normal operation. The district says they've implemented extra security measures due to the 2 bomb threats in 1 week. And the teachers are trying to help out the students through the aftermath of last week's events. It's hard. It's very hard.
I know. We talked about all of that last week, and we talked a lot about it, but I'm glad kids are back at school. They were saying it came from a
Russian domain
link run by a Russian company, and they're still investigating that with the feds. So what will come with that, I don't know. What the chances or odds of catching anybody who took the time to put all this together, I don't know if that's ever going to happen either. Right. I don't know. But they are looking in. They are looking into it. I was really just—I was pissed over the weekend. You know what my favorite hobby is? My favorite pastime?
Walking the malls.
Where?
Grease Ridge.
Yeah. And police are investigating after Dick's Sporting Goods was burglarized overnight into Saturday morning.
Wow.
A vehicle right through the front doors. $100,000 worth of damage. And police are looking at 6 suspects. So I'm leaving church yesterday morning.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna open my own investigation. I do a slow drive-by past the Dick's at the Mall of Grease Ridge.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
No word on what was stolen. So I see a cop out there. And the front window of the Mall of Grease Ridge, Dick's Sporting Goods, is boarded up. Love Dick's. Always there. Favorite store.
Mm-hmm.
And I roll down my window as I'm doing this drive-by, and I call the officer over. I said, hey, what's going on here? He goes, well, someone ran their car through the front of Dick's.
Sure.
I was like, I see that. There's a big hole out here.
You troll.
I said, well, what's the deal? He's like, ongoing investigation. I said, you guys aren't going to. I said, how many smash and grabs are going on in this city at once? There's a lot that have been reported. It's happening over and over again. And I decided I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to find
mad.
Who these people are. I was very upset. I feel like this is my store. This is a store I would gladly work at part-time on the weekends to get a great discount.
Not you being the manager at Dick's. Okay. Yeah, it's weird that you talked to the cops, but I wouldn't put anything past you, honestly.
Why is that weird? They were outside. I was doing a drive-by trying to investigate.
The drive-by.
I just want to know what's going on and how these people are getting away with
drive-by.
This. So, anyways, that happened at Dick's over the weekend in Greece. I'm very rattled by it. I'm very upset. Mm-hmm. I'll probably end up there later this afternoon. Who's to say?
Just to mourn.
I don't know. Just to kind of put the pieces together.
You're nuts.
I feel like
You're
I can solve this
nuts.
Thing. I feel like I can figure it out.
Sure.
With or without the help of the police. Coming up, we were talking creepy or cute last break. Your food delivery driver sending you sweet texts after he drops off your food.
Mm-hmm.
We read you a message from Janae earlier saying how her delivery driver was sending her sweet text after he drops off the food to her. Some listeners, including Breezy, are actually considering this to be cute.
I don't know how.
We're taking your calls and text. You can help us decide next after the break.
The Odyssey app. Wherever you go. Listen to and favorite 98PXY plus hundreds of exclusive stations like Pop New Arrivals. New songs from the artist you love and artists you haven't even met yet. Search Pop New Arrivals on the Odyssey app to listen.
Your food delivery driver sending you sweet text after he or she drops off your food. I don't ever recommend doing this, but man, people will shoot their shot any chance they get, regardless of what the outcome may be.
They sure will. And I mean, listen, I respect it. I really do. I'm not gonna lie. I don't see a huge problem with it, especially if someone's bringing me free food.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We got a message from Janae saying she ordered food from a delivery service. The guy, 45 minutes later, starts sending unsolicited texts to Janae saying, well, she asks, who is this? And he's like, I'm your biggest fan.
Sure.
All right there off the bat, you know, that's a no-no.
That's a no.
I think, and look, I can be pretty creepy too at times, but I do it out, I'm trying to be funny. This is just taking it to another level. Sure. I think you're very pretty, he says. Don't be mad. That's what he put in the text. Don't be mad.
Don't be mad.
So already he knows he's doing something he shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
I love dropping off your food to you, he says. And then she was like, I think this is highly inappropriate. This is not what my number is to be used for on this delivery service, is for you to start chatting me up on the side. And he's like, why? Do you have a boyfriend or something? And she's like, that's regardless. That has nothing to do.
None of your business.
With what I'm saying.
Right.
He goes, are you cranky that your meal didn't come with dessert? Wink face. Oh. Just weird stuff. And Janae was like, does this warrant a call to the police? And then almost an hour goes by. Janae gets another knock on the door. This time it's from another delivery driver who's dropping off ice cream to her that she didn't order. And in the bag, there's another note that reads, here is your dessert from your biggest fan, wink face.
So what is the fan? Like, they keep saying fan.
He's a fan. He's into her. And that's his way of saying, I'm your biggest fan.
Biggest fan.
I'm like, but that doesn't come off as, like, you're being cute. You know, people like Jeffrey Dahmer used to say stuff like that.
Sure.
Why don't you let me drive you home? Just want to take a couple of pictures of you.
Your biggest fan.
Now, believe it or not, we do have people saying that this is cute. I do not find this cute. Breezy, you find it cute because he sent free ice cream. So what?
Yeah.
Now, listen, everyone has the right to shoot their shot. I agree with that. But this delivery guy was not being creative. Well, I mean...
He was definitely being creative.
He was creative sending the ice cream. But, like, just taking her number and using it to his advantage.
He played the long game. And I respect
him. So, what's your take on this?
I think it's cute because I love free food.
Yep.
And we've talked about this before. And the thing about it is, the pizza guy who took the girl's number, worked at a pizza shop, got fired immediately, this, that, and the third, that was all, like, kind of pretty standard because he worked for someone. This DoorDash driver doesn't work for anyone. And he kind of works for himself. He can kind of make his own rules.
To an extent, he works for himself, but he's still under the company.
Yes. And listen, he's not like breaking into her house or anything.
Well, he does know where she lives. He knows where she lives, and now he's sending her acts of service, gifts.
Maybe he knew that was her love language.
Elizabeth is texting in, no, absolutely creepy. No normal delivery driver would just take your number and start messaging you to flirt. That's creepy. Now, listen, ladies, let's turn this around a little bit. I mean, if this dude looked like Channing Tatum, would you have a problem with it? I don't think some would.
Exactly.
I don't think some would.
Exactly.
I'm trying to go on a different angle on this one. Because I think that might be the case. I think some women be like, do you want to come in and eat this ice cream off of me?
Literally. This person said, a girl shouldn't have to worry about this guy having her number and her address. It doesn't sound like he's someone who gets rejected and gives up. Call the cops. A lot seems to be cute before they're dangerous. At least, if anything else, he will get the point that you're not interested.
And that's what's scary. Is some of these guys, when you do try to be straightforward with them, mm-hmm. their ego is crushed.
Yeah.
And they lash out.
Yeah. That's the only problem.
Oh, and then their response is, oh, you're so stuck up. Because you're not into me, you're stuck up.
You were ugly anyways.
Yeah.
You literally fawned over me for 3 days straight. Okay.
I know. Such weak men.
We have a poll up though.
Yeah, you can go to our Instagram at 98PXY Rochester. I think we already know what side of the poll it's leaning towards today. Do we not?
I mean, we might.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to it.
90% of people voting say.
Come on, just you know what it is.
Creepy.
It's 100% creepy.
No, it's 90% creepy. Because I voted.
90% creepy. So, like, two people out of the 300 were saying that it's cute, including you.
Me on both of my accounts.
98PXY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.